Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to our Sfas Emes Insights, continuing Asher Kedishanu, which is specifically written before the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, but really these ideas can be applied to every bracha and really all of our Judaism. So we'll read it in Hebrew, translate, and then I'll explain it, bring it down to earth a little bit. Kach katuv Maran Admor Zatzal Migur. The Rebbe Migur wrote, Amar Pam Bechag HaShavuot. It was Shavuos. And it's written, Katav Mishmot Yud, Lech El Am V'Kidashtem Hayom U'Machar. Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem to go to the nation and sanctify them, make them kadosh tomorrow. Zot Haita Achana L'Kabbalat HaTorah. This was the preparation for receiving the Torah. He had to go to them. He told them a few laws, separate from your wives, a few other matters. So you need to prepare for receiving the Torah. K'tiv v'yikra yud alef mem dalid v'itkadishtem v'item kedoshim. You should make yourself holy, and then you will be holy. She Yisrael Mosifim Batzmam Kedusha. We ourselves add holiness onto ourselves. By the way, that's also the makor for Mayim Achronim, when we're preparing ourselves, adding holiness upon ourselves before we bench. In any case, Zehu De'issa, this is also the concept brought Shabbos Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Hoisif Moshe Yom Aleph Midaito. Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day for the Jewish people to prepare for receiving the Torah. That's why we're not exactly sure if Shavuos is celebrating the 6th or 7th of Sivan. This is the idea of adding on to the Torah. And now we understand why we say the bracha Asher Kedishan Mitotav. The Issa of Gemara, the Gemara says, M'sachem Zayin Amidbet, you should bless it before you do it. And we bring a pasuk, Vayavor the Kushi. The story there, Vayavor means right before. When you prepare for a mitzvah, it raises you up even higher than the mitzvah itself. Right? Which is especially true, by the way, when it comes to Shavuos. We have 49 days preparing ourselves for Yom Omer. In fact, the Torah itself tells us about the preparation more than the mitzvah itself for Shavuos. She'achana le'mitzvah gedola yoter me'mitzvah atzmo. Preparing for the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. Ki ha'kedusha me'ira lefaneya v'lachoria. The holiness shines upon yourself before and after the mitzvah. Beautiful words. So just to summarize, the Rebbe is teaching us from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Jewish people to prepare on Shavuos is a general teaching that we always need to prepare before doing mitzvahs. And that's a concept of Yitkadishtem Yitem Kedoshim, that you can actually make yourself holier by preparing for the mitzvah. And this is a concept of Torah Shavah Peh, where we add on to the Torah, so to speak. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Torah to be written in such a way of Torah Shvachtav, Torah Shvapeh, so we can add on to ourselves. And, much of Judaism is minhagim, is halachot, is customs that we ourselves have added on to the Torah. Sometimes people get upset about this. Oh, why do we add on Yom Tov Sheni? Why do we add on these extra 7 days of Nida, v'chula, v'chula? But the Sfas Emes is telling us we have to have a Muna. We are given the ability to add on, and we make ourselves holier by adding on. And so when we say the bracha, it's not just to help us have more kavanah. So when I put on my tzitzit or tefillin, I'll say it with more kavanah. The bracha itself shines light upon me, and we should take it very, very seriously. That's why Hasidim, they make such a big deal about preparing for a mitzvah. Make sure you're doing it in the proper frame of mind. And the truth is, most of our lives are really preparing for mitzvahs. When we're learning Torah, we're preparing right now for that, you know, when we're doing the mitzvahs. And this whole world is really a big preparation for the mitzvah of being in the next world. So Erev Shabbos, all the week we're preparing for Shabbos, all of our lives is preparing, but don't think that it's less important. The preparation is just as important as the act itself. Okay, the theme that we've seen before, but it's beautifully expressed here. One more mimer from the Sfas Emes on a related note. Asher kedishanu b'dotav, shemati me'et, I heard from the Rebbe Maran Admor Zatzal Migur, Shamar b'Sfas Emes, right in Sfas Emes, in Rashi and Vayikra Aleph. L'chol dibra l'chol tzivuyim kad makriya l'shan chiba. That God would always call out to Moshe before he would tell him the laws of the Torah. And we'd call out in a lashon of Moshe, Moshe, in a beloved voice. Now, the Sfas Emes applies this to every mitzvah we need to prepare ourselves. Dichilu v'rechimu, with awe and with love. Zeo asher kishan v'totav, ava v'yira. And that's the idea of saying a bracha of Kiddushan and Mitzvotav. To remind yourself to do the mitzvah with love and with awe. Now we understand why the Gemara, referring to Shema, says we should accept upon ourselves the yoke of kingship first, of heaven first. And only afterwards, the yoke of doing the mitzvahs, the second paragraph of Shema, Vayayim Shema. And before every mitzvah, we need to first accept ourselves to do the mitzvah with love and awe, and only then we do the mitzvah. Skipping a bit ahead. Sfas Emes says that before sin, we never needed this preparation, but now that we're in the post-sin world, we do need this preparation. And now he applies this concept to, we know there's a concept that the hafsakas, the breaks in the Torah, the Midrash says they were to give Moshe the opportunity to think before he learned, he heard the Torah from Akash Baruch Hu, to place inside yourself the holiness of the mitzvah. Shemoshe shel Torah uvetorah. It seems like there was even a calling before the hafsaka, before the stopping. Why do we need a calling out before you stop? After we do a mitzvah, that's the main speech when Hashem really speaks to us. It's greater to serve a Talmud Chacham than to learn Torah with him. Put inside ourselves the holiness of the mitzvah, the power of the mitzvah. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu had to stop before hearing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we have breaks in the Torah, because he needs to prepare himself to receive with love and awe the words of Torah. And then afterwards, you also have to stop after doing a mitzvah, to bring that Torah down into your life, to download it into your system on a practical level. That's the concept of why it's not just good enough to learn Torah, but we need to serve Talmidei Chachamim so we see how they apply the Torah into the real world and bring that Torah up, that abstract Torah, into the reality of this universe. And Torah Shebachtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, mamash, working together. By the way, that's why maybe there's a concept, I would say, of don't just go from inspirational shiur to inspirational shiur to an inspirational podcast. Listen to one, and then apply that to your life. And then, you know, learn more grounded things, for example. Learn inspirational Torah, and then go daven, and then learn inspiration, and then go learn some Gemara, some Halacha. You just learn inspiration all day. You don't have a chance to apply it to the real world, and you're not gonna really get all you need out of it. That's my two cents on this, but it's an amazing Torah about the importance of stopping and bringing the Torah into our lives. And sometimes it's good to take a break. Moshe Rabbeinu can take a break. It's good for us to also take a break and bring the Torah into our lives. All right, have a beautiful day. I hope you enjoy these beautiful insights from Likutei Yehuda, gathering up the Chidushim of the Rebbe Migur, the Sfas Emes on Tefillah.